This is Ed Serwin in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly box beef trade for week ending June 4th. The Daily Spot Choice box beef cutout ended the week last Friday at 222.61, which was 54 cents higher compared to the previous Friday. Last year, the Daily Choice cutout topped out at 265 the week before Memorial Day, then dropped $10 by Friday following Memorial Day, and this year we dropped less than $2 during the same time period. The current Daily Choice cutout, which is $40 lower than last year's top, which has no doubt helped to move product. There were 583 total loads sold for the week in that daily box beef cutout, which was 10% of the total volume. The comprehensive or the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales, including that daily spot cutout, was at 215.44, which was $1.59 lower. And there was 5,950 total loads sold, which was 280 loads lower than the previous week. In the formula sales, they were at 3,341 loads, which was 75 loads higher than last week, and it was about 56% of the total loads sold for the week. Exports, as reported on the Box Beef Report, were 537 loads, which was 391 loads lower, along with the main reason for the big decline in total volume. 147 of these export loads were sold to our NAFTA neighbors, and 390 loads were shipped overseas. And the outfront sales, which don't get delivered for at least 22 days, they were at 863 loads, which was only 82 loads lower than last week. And these outfront sales will still be available for delivery just prior to the 4th of July. Now, taking a look at the weekly average primal cut prices, the choice chuck and round primals were 1 to 4 lower, and the choice middle meats, the rib and loin, were both about 1 lower. But the daily spot choice rib continued to rally, which helped to widen that daily choice select spread to $25 last Friday. And the daily cow cutout was about 90 cents lower, and the 90% trimmings were about 80 cents lower at 218.03 compared to the previous Friday. And they were trading just below 300 last year. The 90% trimmings are the single largest product from the cows, and they provide a significant portion of the ground beef trade. And they were about 27% below last year's prices. And the latest report of imported meat passed for entry into the U.S. for week ending May 28th showed that week we passed for import 20,705 metric tons of fresh beef, which was almost 2,000 metric tons lower than the previous week and roughly 1,000 metric tons higher than last year. And the year-to-date total tonnage was 13% below last year. And Australia was down 31%, and New Zealand was down 13% compared to last year, but Canada was up 8%, and Mexico was up 14%. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin in Amarillo, Texas.